Illinois Democrats joined fellow party members in Philadelphia Monday for the Democratic National Convention, but state politics, not the national scene, was the focus of the delegation's first official day of business. I'm Amanda Vinicky in Philly. The Illinois delegation began the day, as it will the rest of the week, with a breakfast followed by a meeting featuring a series of speakers. Before Attorney General Lisa Madigan was even able to finish her tea, black, with caffeine, without any sugar or cream, she was interrupted by reporters wanting to know about her political future.
A lot of talk about 2018 and you being a possible candidate for governor.
Yeah, the very first priority right now is making sure that we win in November. And by that, I mean we make sure that Hillary Clinton becomes the next president of the United States.
No matter how the question was phrased, the answer was some variation of a non-answer. And yet, who Democrats will put up against Governor Bruce Rauner 2 years from now was very much the unofficial theme. One of the guest speakers was Dan Malloy of Connecticut.
I'm a Democratic governor. You need one of those. You need one of those. Let's not forget that, right? We need you. That's how we do this.
Which prompted this from the morning's MC, Cook County Recorder of Deeds, Karen Yarbrough.
Boy, he reminds me why we need a Democratic governor in Illinois. And I just bet we might have somebody in this room that'll step up to the plate. Somebody. Anybody, somebody, just a Democrat, somebody. Okay, next up.
At this point, things got mildly awkward. All eyes, it seemed, turned to Illinois' senior U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who was sitting on a small stage at the front of the room. He didn't say anything then, and the program moved on. But when it was through, House Speaker Michael Madigan tacitly acknowledged that the focus on Durbin was deserved. Madigan, who's also the chairman of the Democratic Party of Illinois, says he met with Durbin about the governor's race several months ago.
Obviously, his record in the United States Senate, his record in Illinois government, he's written an exemplary record as a public servant. So Senator Durbin would be uniquely qualified.
Let's keep an eye on this election. Don't waste time or your breath on an election 30 months away.
Senator Durbin.
I encourage everyone who's interested in the future of Illinois to start with the future of America and elect Hillary Clinton president.
Senator, that's not a no. That sounds as if you might be interested.
I am focused on my job.
There was no explicit no. Granted, it wasn't a yes, I'm running either, but it is telling if a savvy politician like Durbin didn't completely nix the idea. Given Madigan's praise of Durbin, coupled with his connections, high profile, and so on, you can expect there's a good chance the party establishment would back Durbin if he does run. But another Democratic power broker, Chicago Alderman Ed Burke, questions whether Durbin would leave the Senate.
Some of the delegates here that I've talked to are mentioning a name that hasn't been mentioned, and that's Valerie Jarrett. I think that she'd be an exciting possibility for governor of Illinois.
Valerie Jarrett, as in senior advisor to President Barack Obama. Burke says Jarrett has the fundraising chops, the administrative background, and could motivate women, even though Jarrett hasn't ever held elective office. With the presidential election approaching, it's unlikely any Democrat will put the, well, donkey before the horse and declare their candidacy soon. But with the deep-pocketed Republican Governor Bruce Rauner having already said he plans to run again, it's not too early to begin laying the groundwork. Given Rauner's record in Illinois, Democratic Party Chairman Michael Madigan says he expects plenty of Democrats will be anxious for the chance to try to unseat him. In Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.